You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and this is Prayer and Share. So glad that you are joining us this morning. It is right now, right at 7 o'clock, top of the hour. We are going to have a time of devotions this morning and just lift up our region here in the state of Florida and lift up all of you, our great listeners. That is, if I can find my glasses, I'll be doing some reading. But so glad that that you have tuned in and you're a part of our great family. As you know, two times a year we come to you and we look to raise our operational budget for the coming 6 months. And so this is one of those times. April and October are the two times during the year when we do our prayer and share fundraising. And so this is one of those times. It's a very important time for us because it's imperative that we raise our operational funds, and this is the way we do it. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. Very restful.
Restful. It was a Hallelujah Resurrection weekend.
Amen.
And you had a great program on Friday. How did all that happen?
Wow, that was totally the Lord. Totally. Who arranged all that.
Yeah,
and, because you were like giving us a thumbs up.
It was excellent. It was excellent. I just wanted it to keep going on. It was fantastic. And, you know, the stories, interaction, and all that was taking place, it was so honoring to God. It really was great.
Hallelujah.
And so we really enjoyed, I enjoyed that two times because I caught
yes.
it later. And what did you play it? Two or three times?
I played it, replay at 4 p.m. from 4 to 5.
Okay.
And then again at midnight.
Perfect. Now, I was not up at midnight listening, but I caught the 4 to 5 part of it at that time as well. So it was really great.
And I did get several comments.
Responses, yeah. Positive responses, yeah.
Good word, response.
Yeah, they're compliments for sure. All right, so if you're just joining in this morning, wondering what's going on, we are going to be giving phone numbers in just a few moments. And in the meantime, we're going to go to Psalm 112. And since I don't have a clue where my glasses are, they could be anywhere. I'll find them. We're going to jump on into this. And amazing, I'm able to read without my glasses, so that's okay too. That's okay too. Maybe I've received a healing over the weekend, and that would be great.
And good thing it's a short psalm.
it is a fairly short psalm, so that should work out. And you know, our prayer is that all of you had a great resurrection weekend. And of course, to those of us who are in Christ, every day is a day we celebrate the resurrection. But on the calendar and going through the season of Passion Week and all of that, it was great to sort of slow things down over Good Friday and really put mm-hmm. a focus on the gift of God's love and grace through Yeshua's death. And so that's quite awesome. Psalm 112 we'll be reading, and then we'll go to prayer. And asking Karen that you will lead us in our prayer time this morning. I didn't get through all the mail, so I'm not sure. There may be some prayer requests that we'll be bringing out maybe a little later this morning, but I didn't see any initially today. Praise the Lord. How joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commands. I like this part. Their children will be successful everywhere. An entire generation of godly people will be blessed. They themselves will be wealthy, and their good deeds will last forever. Light shines in the darkness for the godly. They are generous, compassionate, and righteous. Good comes to those who lend money generously and conduct their business fairly. Such people will not be overcome by evil. Those who are righteous will be long remembered. They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly. They share freely and give generously to those in need. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. They will have influence and honor. The wicked will see this and be infuriated. They will grind their teeth in anger. They will slink away, their hopes thwarted. Well, Father, as we come into our time of prayer, and Karen's going to lead us in a few moments of prayer, we just thank you for this new week and the opportunities of it. Karen, lead us in prayer.
Yes, Father God, we come before you today,
thank
Lord,
you, Father,
even over this weekend, God, and
Amen.
Just honoring you, Lord, for the sacrifice that you made for us.
Amen.
And Father, for thanking you for Jesus being raised from the dead, for without the resurrection,
Amen.
There can be no resurrection
Amen.
Of your people. So, Father God, we just give thanks to you again for your goodness and your grace, your mercy. Father, you alone are worthy to be praised and to be exalted. And we exalt you today, O God. We lift up our hearts Amen. To you, Lord. Father, we just lift our eyes up off of Amen. Earthly things, God. And Amen. We look to you. We look to the heavens because you are where our help comes from.
Amen.
So, Father, we just say thank you for this day, God. Thank you for a new day. Mm. No matter what's going on, God, we know that it's a new day and there are new things that are planned for
Amen.
This day, God.
Amen.
So, Lord, let our hearts be lightened this day, God. Father, as we put our trust in you, as we continue to just lean upon you, God, and look for your direction. And Father, we just lift up this fundraiser here, Lord. God, you know each and every one who you have designed to participate in Amen. This fundraiser, God. And Father, we just bless them. We bless those that have given already. And we ask you, oh God, to continue to move upon the hearts of your people.
Thank you, Father.
Father, that the work of this station can continue. And Father, that the ripple effect of this station, Lord, that we just kind of look at things for right now, God, but we know that it's going to continue on and on and on, Lord,
Amen.
Just as it has for these past 34 years. Father, we just thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that that the people will have a vision, Lord. And Lord, even when you were building the temple, when Solomon was building the temple, the people came and gave willingly.
Mm.
They each one came with what they had,
Touched
Lord,
their hearts, Lord.
And that they desired to help because they saw the vision.
Mm.
So Lord, we just lift up today, we lift up this week to you, God, and just ask you to bless your people, bless WCNO, and strengthen us, Lord, as we continue to do the will, your will, God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
David,
yeah.
Eyes are open.
Well, one is anyway.
One eye is open.
Yeah, all you need is one. But
I see a little
yeah.
beady eye there peeking
yeah,
between the flappers. No, you're wide awake. You're a morning
guy. I'm as
guy.
Wide awake as ever. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a morning guy.
Well,
the Lord
was gracious to me. I didn't have many hours last night, but the ones I had were good.
What, your day was shorter yesterday?
My evening.
Oh,
I
your sleep was short.
Sleep.
Oh, your sleep was short.
I have this problem with my mind.
Yeah.
I have to put the brakes on it, and then I'll, you know.
I couldn't do that. I was excited about this morning,
yeah.
and coming in, and I kept thinking the clock should be going off, but it didn't, and I would check it. I'm like, oh, I still have an hour and a half to sleep, or 2 hours and a half to sleep, and then I was down to an hour to sleep, and I'm like, oh. And I went back to sleep, and then I woke up again. It's got to be time to get up. No, I still have 20-some minutes to sleep. And so I finally just gave up and got up, you know, and so praise God.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. You know, this is This is Prayer and Share, and it's really important for us to raise our full operational budget, which is $225,000. That covers 6 months. And so it's important that all of our family bring their bread and fish, as some have said. You know, I'm going to bring my bread and fish. And so, you know, we bring our bread and fish, and everyone brings what God has gifted you to give, then all of our needs will be met, and God will continue this great ministry here, and you are all our partners with us. Well, Sherry is also awake, and she's here this morning. Welcome, Sherry. Great to have you with us. And she seems to have both eyes open this morning, and she's always given us things like, you know, a secretary with 10 phones, you know, in her hands or something like that. Like, please put me to work. Keep me busy out here. So let's give the phone number out, then I'll give a little more information, and we'll get to some music here in just a few moments.
Yes, that number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Looks like Dave was trying to get in there and get that going.
It's all right. You did it well. You did it
well. Well, we're going to have to do it a whole lot more times because somebody didn't even have time to grab their phone yet, so we'll have to give it again. So, Dave, why don't you practice? We're all going to practice getting the number out this morning.
I've been working on this all weekend. 772-221-1100.
Yay.
Yeah.
And David, after that, you say, and you can go online.
You can.
Yeah, see,
actually,
I have to remind you of that every time.
Yes, okay, so. Well, yes, if for some reason you'd rather go online, you can go to WCNO.com.
Yep.
We have a beautiful new website that's just been published. Sherry's been working on it. We have, what's her name, Anne?
Mary.
Mary, I'm sorry. It was one of those. Mm-hmm. Mary Weir that just did a great, beautiful job, and you helped. So it's a great website on the homepage. There's a donate button there, and you can do that. Or if you want to use your phone, as many people do, you can text WCNO to 24365. And that is, I've used that feature. So I got our monthly going. See if it worked. It did work. It was great.
That works great. So 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Phone lines are open right now. Give us a call. If you have not sent in, or even if you have sent in your response card, we want to thank you for doing that. It is, you know, being Monday, if you sent it in over the weekend, maybe Saturday, it's possible that we may get it this week, maybe not. Mm. But please go ahead and send those in. That would be a blessing. And I believe there are many of you who have not sent those in yet. Mm-hmm. I would just encourage you to not look at the world to give the weather report, you know, of what's to come. It's so easy to be influenced by what's around us. And Sunday morning, the message that God put on my heart was about that very thing, where even though the disciples had been with Jesus 3.5 years, they had a very difficult time believing that he had rose from the dead. Even after the witnesses of those who had been told by angels came and told them, they still were struggling with that. I mean, three different times Jesus said, you know, I'm going to be, I'm going to Jerusalem, I'm going to die. And then, but three times he said, but in 3 days I will.